Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord, and today we're going to discuss the energetics of Jupiter entering Gemini, which happens on May 25th, 2024. It actually occurs around 9 p.m. Eastern Time on May 25th, and Jupiter will voyage through this first air sign of the zodiac until June 9th, 2025. Now, the last time Jupiter was in Gemini was June 2012 until June 2013. So I do want to start by referencing that because Jupiter enters each astrology sign once every 12 years. And so this is always a 12-year cycle with Jupiter, and you might see some things really opening up, expanding, and coming to life for you that you also experienced in a similar way about 12 years ago. Now, of course, the transiting energies were different 12 years ago, and we are in a different energy field and new frequencies at this time. But Jupiter is moving through the same part of your chart that it has visited previously. And this is where Jupiter walks in the door and wants to bring in support, resources, invitations, easier developments. Jupiter in Gemini gets things moving and grooving, opens up the solutions, allows you to see things in a new way, and also how to conceptualize them, how to perceive them or think about them in a way that perhaps you didn't see before. Now, the zodiac is an ongoing progression of consciousness. And so Jupiter has been in Taurus. And in Taurus, there is a very different energy signature since it is fixed Earth. And so Jupiter wanted you to stabilize, to get stronger, perhaps look at what you needed to shift or grow in the Taurus areas of your chart. Of course, we've had a lot of Taurus energy happening with Uranus in Taurus, and we previously had a number of eclipses in Taurus. So safe to say, the Taurus area of your chart has not been quiet or calm, has not been reliable. In fact, it's been the opposite as we've been undergoing bigger life changes through these Taurus energies. But what Jupiter is doing is making it clear to you what you want, what you need, and what you value. Now, Jupiter entering Gemini is going to break you out of any perceived limitations, especially mental limitations, because Gemini is the energy of the human mind. It's how we learn, how we speak. Gemini is associated with our first experiences of school and our immediate environment, including siblings, our peer groups, our initial first activities, extracurricular passions, things we did in school with others. And Gemini is how we first learn to communicate what we like, what we enjoy, what we don't want, what we aren't interested in. Gemini opens up the mind and brings in energy that makes it active and moving. This is where we are able to assess and perceive a lot of stimuli and information in our immediate environments and then determine, what do I do with this? What does this mean to me? What do I think about this? And how do I talk about it? And so this gets the energy moving forward after really grounding in what those fixed Earth energies of Taurus wanted us to stabilize. So this transit could actually show you things you just didn't see before. Gemini is also the sign of dualities. It's the energy of doing something twice, such as learning and then teaching. Taking information in, digesting it, and then being able to speak about it. Because Gemini moves fast, this is also where we have do-overs, where a part of us moved too quickly or spoke too soon, then we had to really sit with the information or the facts and then revisit that topic or present it again. So with the duality of Gemini, there is something here where you're going to see something in a new light, in a new way, and it could seem like it's finally coming through with more of the details, more information that you weren't aware of previously. Gemini is the twins in astrology, and you've probably heard that before. And so that also is connected to the energy of duality. It's also connected to duplicity, or being two-faced, being a trickster, being one who manipulates information or says one thing in one direction and then speaks differently in another direction. And at a higher perspective, this is the Gemini adaptability theme. This is where Gemini can be quite flexible and adaptable to an environment, but we want to maintain our truth rooted and grounded in honesty, integrity, self-respect. And this is also how the Gemini energy is learning to show up, learning to speak up, even when you know it's not going to make others happy. Even if a part of you would previously say something that you know others would agree with, they would like, but it wasn't in alignment with your truth, Jupiter in Gemini is going to show you how to trust yourself, trust your voice, your thoughts, what you're thinking about, to stand strong in that and to not be overly adaptable, to not think that you have to cater to what the audience wants, to what the people want, to what your clients want. Because sometimes that Gemini energy can be moving so quickly and so tuned in to what's happening right there in that immediate environment that you lose track of what you really think or what you really want to say. So this could be one of the gifts as well as one of the lessons of Jupiter in Gemini, where you're deeply connected to speaking what is true for you and not thinking you have to adjust yourself to others, and to know that this is where you might be feeling the energy growing stronger, and also where you're learning to honor what is true for you, which is something that Jupiter really enhances. Jupiter wants you to learn about yourself, understand the complexities of your own energy, and to accept it and honor it so that you can move forward on your journey with an understanding that you matter. There's opportunities all around you. There is wisdom to experience and learn from in every type of situation, and to find the silver lining, which is something that Jupiter also loves as well. So when Jupiter is in Gemini, we actually have an interesting dance that unfolds, because in addition to these strengths and these themes that Jupiter in Gemini brings up, Jupiter is actually the furthest away from its home sign of Sagittarius when it's in Gemini. And this is where we say that Jupiter is in his detriment in Gemini. And so there can be a discomfort there where the expansive qualities of Jupiter have to shrink themselves down to fit into what the Gemini energy can handle. Gemini prefers a linear process, details, facts. It is strong with technical information, how things work, understanding the meaning of particular words and looking to define something, especially with curiosity, with the desire to get a grip on a particular topic. Gemini can be a specialist. Gemini can be the energy of, I love this, I'm going to pursue this and understand even more about this topic. Then you have expansive Jupiter walking in the door that wants to make it all bigger, and Jupiter can flood the Gemini comfort zone or the Gemini typical process. Gemini is going to feel at times overwhelmed by what Jupiter is growing and expanding. The Gemini energy here can also feel like it's all too much. I can't get a handle on this. How do I put all of this on the calendar? How do I organize it? Gemini often wants to compartmentalize and wants to be able to make it clear what is important to do and focus on. Jupiter is the magnifying glass that then brings in more elements, more parts of the story, more things to consider, more. And it can certainly overload what Gemini typically excels at. So Jupiter in Gemini is going to be interesting because it's going to bring alive parts of ourselves that are quite fascinating and curious, things that we enjoy, we want to look into. But we can also feel really scattered. We can also feel like, oh my goodness, a million things to do, a million things to think about. What do I focus on? What do I choose? Well, the Gemini energy will say, write it down, put it on a calendar, make a list, and continue through your process to get through what you need to get through. And realize that the rest is just extra. It's just bonus material or something to get to later if it still has energy. And that's because Jupiter is very much a hot air balloon. And as with a hot air balloon, you know, the energy will get fired up and interesting. It can appear to be quite grand and want to take off and go somewhere. And then a little bit later, Jupiter and Gemini could realize that hot air balloon is grounded. I don't really want to do that. It's not what I thought it would be. I don't have energy for it. So with this particular transit, you want to stay very aware of what can go the distance. And that is something that Jupiter is about. Because Jupiter, when Jupiter is in its natal sign of Sagittarius, takes you further, takes you higher, books you on that around the world flight that stops on all continents. Well, Jupiter in Gemini is like, let's just get to the next town over, see what's going on there, and then maybe come back or maybe just adjust to something that would be a better fit for what we can handle today. So for all the ways Jupiter is about the marathon and the bigger picture, Gemini is a sprinter and is more concerned about what I can do today, not so much what I have to do over the next number of months. So with this energy, you want to stay adaptable and flexible and stay aware of any overcommitments. Overcommitting and underdeveloping can be something that comes through. That would be great to stay aware of, not only within yourself, but with others. Where if they talk a big game, if they have the best idea ever, and if there's a lot going on in a conversation, look and see what really transpires. Does anything happen? Does anything come to fruition? Does the energy move forward? Or was it just an exciting conversation? Was it just fun in the moment to talk about it, go through scenarios, explore it, and then the next day, there's nothing to show for it? So this can be the energy of a lot of big talk and understanding that that's all it is. It's just an exercise in talking things through if there's nothing sustainable or practical that leads it forward. I'm getting the visual of all these hot air balloons that go up for like a few minutes and then they come back down. And it's like, what? What was that? We didn't even go anywhere. And the person in charge of operating the hot air balloon is like, yeah, that's fine. That's enough. I'm going to go do this other thing now. So keep that in mind. And that is a heads up that it's much better to plan short-term experiences with Gemini energy. When Gemini is highlighted in a chart or in the overall energy signature, you can do a lot of short-term things. You can get a lot done because it isn't asking your energy to have long-term stability or long-term sustainability. And that is how the Gemini energy feels strong, actually, is that I can do a lot today. I can get a lot done in 1 hour. If I'm not overly committed or overly focused in a way that drains my energy, because Gemini wants options. So in the Gemini areas of your chart, that energy will come alive when Jupiter in Gemini has a lot of possibilities, has a lot of options. And typically this is where you would then choose two with Jupiter in Gemini, and then you rotate between both. And this is similar to how Gemini is represented in the physical body, which is the arms, right arm, left arm. rotate, switch, change. And that actually keeps the energy going, similar to throwing a ball between both hands. It allows both energies to participate without one becoming too tired or too exhausted. So use this type of duality to your advantage, where now you're going to want options and variety. You're going to want to have your choices and then be free to choose what is best for you in the Gemini areas of your chart. And so going along with this, it's important to communicate that intention with others. Because again, Gemini is about our first experiences of communication. What we say, not just what we're thinking, but what we express so other people know what we're thinking. And if you want to keep something open, if you have multiple things in front of you, make sure people know that. Make sure they're aware that you've got a lot going on, and maybe that's in multiple areas of your life. Maybe that's within one job where you have a lot of tasks you need to take care of. Just make sure you're communicating what you're experiencing and to not assume. Jupiter will assume. Jupiter assumes, oh, everyone already knows this, or people have this information, or they should know. They should know that I'm busy. They should know I don't have time on the weekends. And the truth is, no. No, they don't. No, they shouldn't. How would they? Until you communicate it. So this is an opportunity to enhance your basic communication skills and to look at, where am I making assumptions that I didn't even realize I was doing that? Now, these can be small scale assumptions or bigger assumptions. So either way, it isn't going to be effective communication. And chances are people do not have the full story. They don't have all the information. And it's not until you ask a question or have a conversation that it's even understood or cleared up. And I think this is a really big theme right now. And as I say this, I'm thinking about social media. I'm thinking about, you know, the people you might work with, the people in your friend group or family or whomever is around you. We can make some wild assumptions based on very little fact, very little information. And this is where stories take off. This is where people create these wild stories that aren't accurate, that aren't true, but they're piecing together different assumptions to create a story. Gemini is the storyteller. And with Jupiter here, there's going to be some real stories that come out, some real truth. This is what's been going on, or these are the facts, or this is my side of it, or what I've been experiencing. And sometimes you can't provide that information unless you're asked, or unless it comes up, or if it's part of a conversation. So you could experience people wanting to clarify stories. Here's the real truth. This is my side of it. This is what's really been going on, at least for me. And Jupiter and Gemini can help you with the courage to do so, with the ability to be strong in either your side of it, your facts, your particulars, and your truth. So this is certainly truth teller energy, even in the everyday details, even in the mundane things. And it could be as simple as an interaction with a friend who's like, oh, well, I went ahead and ordered this appetizer for us to share. And you're like, oh, well, I'm allergic to seafood. I can't eat that. And even though it was a kind gesture or something that they wanted to do with good intentions, this energy is about asking questions, really looking at what you want to create based on facts. So instead of going ahead and just ordering something for someone, make sure it's what they want. Even if you have the best of intentions, make sure that this is something that they're saying yes to and that they would enjoy. I feel like Jupiter in Gemini is going to bring about course corrections. Course corrections in whatever has been misunderstood, whatever has not been in alignment with what you want or what you need. And it's going to give you the energy and the power to say so. And this means plans are going to change, things are going to shift. And they're going to shift for the better, which is always Jupiter's intention. Jupiter wants things to work in a bigger, brighter manner. and Jupiter wants it to be for the highest good of all. So with the changes that will unfold and with things that are going to go in a different direction, understand that it's probably for the best. And even if you thought you were locked into something, this is where Jupiter and Gemini will say, actually, this is the better option and it's going to serve more of us. Now, Jupiter in Gemini is ruled by Mercury. And so this will mean that transiting Mercury is more important into June 2025. And Mercury is a fast-moving planet, the fastest moving around the sun. And this energy is going to make our daily lives different. You could feel like life picks up the pace. You could feel like you're more in alignment with your own natal Mercury. It could also be quite exciting, quite interesting, and you're introduced to more that you hadn't shown interest in before. It's sort of like all of a sudden you find yourself being drawn to a new genre of books, or you want to watch a different kind of movie, or there's new topics that you want to dig into and check out. So this expands our mind on a daily basis. The other side of this is mental fatigue, just feeling too tired to think about it, worn out, overwhelmed, and you don't know what to choose. That can be part of having strong Mercury and strong Gemini, is that you're afraid to make a choice. You're afraid to commit or be obligated to one thing. And then you sit there in that paralysis of, I don't know. I don't know what to choose. I don't know what to think. And if that's what you're feeling or if that comes up, then you want to drop the energy into your body. You want to go into your physical energy field and move the body in order to move the energy out of the mind. Think about how much better you feel after going for a walk, even a 10-minute walk, even doing something that alleviates the burden or pressure on the mind. That will be important with this transiting energy because we can feel like we're just really full. There's a lot going on, a lot of details. So another practical element, in addition to exercising and moving the body when you're feeling any kind of mental overwhelm, is to have useful resources that help you organize or write down the details. So whether this is an app that you use, whether this is something you do on a regular basis, you know, even just pen and paper, writing down a to-do list, make sure to ground in the important information. Make sure to write down, I've got to do this today. Because if you don't ground it in and jot it down or put it somewhere, it's going to be really easy to lose something and to forget about it. And then, you know, you're going to bed at night and you're like, oh shoot, I forgot to pick up the dry cleaning and it's the suit we need for tomorrow. You know, it's so easy to forget things when we feel bombarded by so many thoughts and a lot of information. So make sure you have a reliable, consistent place to write down what's essential and what's important, because with this energy, it can be all too easy to lose it. Another theme that can come up with Jupiter in Gemini that might sound even a bit ironic is feeling tongue-tied, feeling like there's too much to say or too much to express. What do I do with everything going on in my mind or all these thoughts I have? Well, this is where you would then dig into the Gemini strength of doing something twice, where you either first talk it out or write it out. You move it out of the brain. You do something to help filter what's going on and make it make sense. You know, create an outline. Or do something that gets it out of your own energy field and moves it in a way that allows you to either see it in written form or to hear it. Talking to yourself can be a wonderful outlet for this, and it can just help you hear what you're really thinking. And you know how when you speak, you hear your own energy. You hear the tone of your words. You hear maybe the emotion underneath something. There's a lot of power in hearing yourself. So do keep that in mind with this Jupiter in Gemini. There could be things that you need more time with instead of rushing forward or just committing or saying yes and then regretting it. Give yourself time to process in your own way. And that relates directly to your natal Mercury. Looking at how your natal Mercury operates is going to help you with this Jupiter in Gemini transit, because you're going to see that, wow, okay, I didn't realize I always did it this way, or I always thought about it that way. There's things here that are going to expand your own mental process and have you look at the ways that you've quote unquote always done it to understand, is this still the most efficient for me? Does this work? Is this still true? And does it resonate with how I want to process energy at this time? If you have a lot of Gemini in your chart, if you have a strong Mercury or a strong third house, then you would naturally have a lot going on throughout your life with these themes. And you could feel like you just have a lot of regular anxiety or an overactive mind. Maybe there's things that get stuck in your mind and you overthink them, or it keeps you up at night and you have a problem sleeping. Like quieting the mind, allowing things to just shut down and go offline and be like, I'm not going to think about this right now. It's 1:42 a.m. I need some sleep. I need to put this on the back burner or move this out of my head so that I'm not spinning in it. And that will be something that we need to manage. That will be something that at a collective level, more people will be experiencing. And in fact, it's become more of a normal occurrence in our everyday modern lives, where we just have a lot more in front of us, a lot more stimuli, a lot more responsibilities, things going on all around us. I mean, you could even look at the role of social media and how those TikTok videos are really short. It's easy to swipe and to scroll through them, and they happen so quickly that we don't focus. Our minds are used to having never-ending information and stimuli, and it can be hard to even find peaceful, calm mental energy. And so with this Jupiter in Gemini, anything that will help you practice meditative habits, anything that will allow you to settle into the stillness of the mind and that being a strength, guided meditations are excellent for this. Being able to focus in on a particular visual, theme, energy, whatever it might be, it can help calm the mind. Our minds are not meant to always be operating at 11 all the time. The human brain isn't meant for that. It's too much. We need the downtime. We need the quiet and the calm. We need time to be in our own creative essence, to be listening to ourselves and to allow our own ideas to rise up, to hear ourselves, to see our own brilliant thoughts and breakthroughs without external intrusions. And so this could be a time when you have to intentionally look for a way to calm the mind, to perhaps bring in a short guided meditation, you know, 10 minutes long, doesn't have to be a big deal, but it's allowing you to not only rest and not be overloaded and feeling a lot of mental fatigue, but it's actually optimizing your brain, optimizing your ability to be in control of your thoughts and to calm down things that are taking up a lot of energy, creating a lot of anxiety, creating a lot of worry and stress. Again, very common in our modern lives. Jupiter in Gemini can ramp that up. It can ramp it up with things that really don't matter, things that are just ridiculous, inconsequential. Sort of like Jupiter in Gemini can be a lot of gossip, a lot of ridiculous statements or things that have no truth, they have no weight. You know, it plays on our short attention span, or it also plays on our unconscious desire to feel connection with people. Well, how much connection is there really if you're just all caught up in the same gossip or in the same group chat that doesn't provide anything supportive or loving or sustainable? So these are themes to be aware of, because Jupiter in Gemini can be absolutely ridiculous distractions that don't even matter. And then you find, oh my goodness, I've just spent, 2 months thinking about this or tied up in this. And actually, it's inconsequential. It doesn't even matter to my life path. It's only brought me down. It doesn't support how I want to show up in the world or what I want to do in my daily experiences. It's just been wasted time, wasted thoughts. So keep that in mind, because we're going to have to corral this. You have to harness this and be very intentional. What am I thinking? What am I focused on? Is it true for me? Does it lift me up? And if it does lift you up, that's a full green light. That's a yes. That's a let's go. And that is something to continue to pursue as long as you remember that Gemini is about the short term. So you understand that, okay, let me look at this for a week or a month or whatever feels correct for you and see where it's at then. And if after that week, it still has energy, it's still something you're interested in, you still want to go for it, then great, right? But make sure that you're not, again, overcommitting too soon based only on the mental perception or unfounded potentials. And we are going to see a lot of people who are all talk and who have nothing to show for it. We're going to continue to see a lot of information, but maybe it doesn't have any true legs to it, and it doesn't have a good purpose, or at least a useful purpose. Now, as Jupiter enters Gemini for the first time since 2012, Jupiter will make an immediate conjunction to Sedna in Gemini. Sedna just moved into this sign in late April 2024. I did a separate podcast for you discussing the energies and themes of Sedna, but she is a much different consciousness and is very expansive in taking the long-term view. Sedna in Gemini is going to bring up some of the dirty underbelly, the hidden realms of communications. Part of her intention is for us to look at how we are sacrificing our sovereignty and what have we given up through the immediacy of communications. So right away, as I say that, I think about the tracking that is on our phones, whether through the apps or the operating systems. Yes, this can be very convenient when you're looking to identify a location or where you need to go based on where you are. There are certainly pros with that level of technology on our phones. But Sedna in Gemini is going to bring up more that has been hidden that we need to see. So as Jupiter makes a conjunction to Sedna right upon entry into Gemini, there could be some big revelations around communications, technology, phone usage, satellites, 5G, 6G, 7G, surveillance, Bluetooth connections, on and on it goes. But keep in mind, this is something we haven't experienced before. Now, at the same time, we have this Jupiter in Gemini and Sedna in Gemini making a trine to Pluto in Aquarius retrograde. Pluto is still newly in Aquarius, opening up areas of our lives that we need to transform, where we need to claim our power, where we need to be more aware of what's really going on across multiple systems. Things that maybe we thought were working for our best and highest good, and then we realize, nope, wrong, that's not the case. Perhaps places where we've already bought in to a certain group or tribal programming, or you have your membership card, and then we're seeing what's coming out about that. Now, Pluto in Aquarius, as an example, is also doing a deep dive into social media. And so we've watched how TikTok has been moving through the legal system in the US. Facebook and Instagram being owned by Meta and how Meta is performing as a business entity with stocks and shareholders, and on a deeper level, what's really behind the scenes in terms of all the data that's being collected on these platforms. How is that data being used? How is it being sold? Who is selling the data then to other entities, other groups, so on and so forth? So this is the bigger mass scale of communications, information, collecting user information, and then where it goes. And Pluto's going to be revealing that. And Pluto is also going to be highlighting what we need to know in terms of the truth of these platforms. So I'm simply using social media as an example. There are many other areas of our lives that Pluto in Aquarius is transforming and working through. And it's important to note these themes because as Jupiter in Gemini trines Pluto in Aquarius retrograde, this is where powerful ideas, big solutions, new ways of proceeding can transpire and come to light. This is about big conversations, understanding more of the outcomes, responsibilities, consequences. What happens if we do this? What about implementing that? This also brings up ethics, which is a Jupiter theme word. What are the ethics? What is the moral responsibility here? And what is just? As in, what is in alignment with justice? There are different forms of justice. You can look at that through the legal realm. And then, of course, there's spiritual justice, divine justice. There's different ways that we seek out justice. So that is something, too, that will be coming up as Jupiter moves into Gemini and then makes this trine to Pluto in Aquarius. Perhaps there will be some big class action lawsuits that are settled. Maybe there will be some important influential rulings that will then set a precedent around what these air signs rule. There can be new information that comes to light that changes the course of something, and that in turn changes what we think about it as well. So with this Jupiter in Gemini trining Pluto in Aquarius, you'd want to look at the two areas of your chart where you have 0, 1, and 2 degrees of Gemini, 0, 1, and 2 degrees of Aquarius, as this is where Jupiter and Pluto are in a favorable dialogue about something to do for the future, something that is coming up that would be worth it, that would perhaps be something you've never done before. It's transformative, it's different, it's taking you into new experiences that you haven't had before, but the energy is planting a seed. This exact trine happens at 1 degree. So 1 degree of Gemini and 1 degree of Aquarius. And you could feel a surge of power, sort of like, I have to do this. I want to do this. This can certainly support any conversations you need to have if you want to change a connection or perhaps bring some new topics to discuss or new things to open up into a group or into an environment. This can certainly help. This can also enhance world protests, rebellion, revolutionary energies. It can bring it home, which is a Gemini realm where it brings it into your community, your local environment and space. And then it shifts what you thought or what you assumed, where you realize, oh, I didn't have all the facts, all the details about this. Now I see it in a new way. So this is quite a powerful trine. It is seen as positive, uplifting, beneficial. It's also rare and wants to take you further, wants you to trust something that maybe you've been thinking about in the future. Now, Jupiter in Gemini says this is how to bring it together and how to make sure that you stay the course to get to where you want to go. Now, the energy of this trine will start the end of May, May 25th and 26th, when Jupiter moves into Gemini. Then we'll make that exact trine to Pluto at 1 degree on June 2nd and 3rd. And then the energy will still be in play until about June 7th or so. So a good, let's call it 10 days of a trine between Jupiter and Pluto in Aquarius. Then Jupiter moves on and will be traveling quite fast in 2024, as Jupiter will get to 21 degrees of Gemini in October 2024. So it's full steam ahead as Jupiter moves through most of Gemini, then stations retrograde at 21 degrees of Gemini on October 9th. So this fast-moving energy is going to pick up the pace and bring things up in the Gemini area of your chart. Keep in mind that it will feel a little bit slower and perhaps even frustrated when we have Mercury retrograde, since that will be directly connected to this Jupiter in Gemini energy. But we'll talk about that as we get closer to it. And just know that this is where something is opening up for you and ready to be considered, expressed, communicated, and thought about in a whole new way to help elevate you, to help you learn or see things differently that maybe you just hadn't considered before. And so if you have planets or points in Gemini, Jupiter is coming through and really expanding these parts of yourself. This could feel like not only are you busier, but you're more active, where you're ready to go. You're ready to take more trips, to do more fun things. It could seem like a lot is going on all at once. What do I choose? There's so much happening with my friends, with my family. There's people I want to see, places I want to go. So there is a busyness here with Jupiter in Gemini, and you'll really be feeling that with your natal planets in Gemini. So I hope this has provided you with a good heads up on this energy in terms of what to be aware of, how to work with the energy, and just the themes that are going to be activated now that Jupiter is in this air sign. Lots of talking, lots of thoughts, lots of things going on, and how to not only make the most of it, but maintain your priorities, to remember to move the energy through you, to not allow that mental fatigue to take in, and of course, to drop into your body to move the energy so that it's not only in your head. Now, coming up in 2024, we are going to see this Jupiter in Gemini squaring Saturn in Pisces. I will have a separate podcast for you discussing that. We do go over more particulars about this energy in my 2024 Soul Growth Astrology program. So please check that out if you haven't done so already. I'll put the details below the podcast. The idea is you bring your astrology chart to this program, and then you identify in your chart where this energy is working for you. Plus, you'll be able to see the Mercury retrogrades of the year, what Saturn in Pisces is doing. We discuss more about this Pluto in Aquarius, which is, of course, a big energy now. And there's also a whole webinar on all the eclipses of this year. So there's a ton of content in this program, and it's designed for you to come back and reference it throughout the year, where you don't have to remember it all at once, but rather you come back and check in on, okay, what is this Jupiter in Gemini doing for me now? And what is it going to look like when Jupiter starts to square Saturn in August 2024? So be sure and check that out so that you have a heads up around the themes of your journey. As always, thank you so much for joining me. It is always a pleasure to connect with you through this world of astrology. Wishing you a beautiful, bright experience of Jupiter in Gemini, and I look forward to talking with you again soon. Take good care.